Hello, 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 everybody. This is James Murphy with Evolution for Success, personal and professional coaching. Once again, bringing you the cutting edge thoughts of the week. And today what I want to talk about is share a really fun thing that all of us have in common. And what's the one thing that all of us have in common besides us living here, living life? And you know what that is? That's our name. Yes, our parents blessed all of us with a name. And so what is in a name and why is that important? Well, let me tell you why. Sometimes when we set a goal, you hear me say it all the time, when you set a goal, you automatically put all of your obstacles in place. And sometimes we need to reach down deep inside of ourselves to pull something up, pull something emotionally, pull something to ground us, to stabilize us, to give us some power, some energy. And part of what we can do that through is our name. Because your parents named you for a special reason, with a special meaning. And so what's in a name? I mean, my name is really simple. It's James Michael Murphy, right? And I was born on my great-grandfather's birthday, January 22nd. I was named after my grandfather, James Martin. And then I was named, my middle name is Michael, and that's named after my dad's dad. So I have three generations just right here between my birthday and my name. And what's really cool about that is you can find in a heartbeat, in 5 minutes in Google, you can find your entire lineage. So sometimes, like when I'm really stuck and I'm like, man, what do I have to get over this? And I need an extra little tool to jump over this obstacle, to jump over this hurdle, to tap into something, to give me some power in the situation, is I simply just tap into my name. Because if I look online, I looked online before I made this podcast, it's really simple. My name, James, is actually a derivative from the name Jacob. And that actually comes from a Latin root, which comes from a Greek root, which comes all the way back to the basic meaning of being a supplanter. And it means the meaning of the name James, which is derivative of Jacob, is just may God protect. Now, how cool is that? When I really need something, my name James means may God protect. That's pretty cool. I can tap into that. If I look at my middle name, Michael, what does that mean? Michael comes a long way back. It comes from a Hebrew name, Michael, which means like who is like God? It's a rhetorical question because no one's like that. But Saint Michael was one of the seven archangels in the Hebrew tradition. And the only one identified as an archangel in the Bible. Now, how cool is that? Knowing that right there in my middle name, I have something that I can tap into, an archangel. I mean, that's pretty cool. And I'm not talking a religious context here. But what I am talking about is the root meaning of that name. Right? And it was used by Michael was used by 9 Byzantine empires. Right? All through the 13th, 14th, 15th century. It's been used through all the medieval times. It's like, it's a powerful name. Even in today's society, Michael Jordan. I mean, how cool is that? If you need to tap into something, Michael, hey. But more importantly is my last name. My last name is Murphy. And I did a little bit of research on my last name, Murphy, and you know what that comes from? How cool is that? Murphy comes from a derivative, is Irish, and it comes from a derivative of the Scotland. It's one of 7 clans that have an original root in Scotland before they came to Ireland. And in the ancient Irish, it comes from Omercada. Now let's take a look at that. Omercada is a stretch from Murphy, right? But what that means and what that represents is the descendant of a sea warrior. And if we look at that in the Gaelic translations, it means strong and superior. So if I want to tap into something now, I mean, look at this. I got some powerful stuff. I'm like the descendant of a sea warrior, strong, superior, right? I got Michael, the archangel, going for me. I got James, which is the supplanter, right? Which is what I say, may God protect. So if I want to pull into something that's really going to give me some power to overcome in a moment, who am I? How can I use this? What, you know, can I grab onto something else to get me through this moment? I have some lineage behind me that's pretty dang powerful in my name. So what if you could do that? What if you could look at why you're named who you're named after? Take a look at what your name means. Take a look if you can use some of that to give you a little bit of a sense of power, a little bit of a sense of your lineage. Because what could happen if you could tap into that? When I get stuck, all I need to think of is descendant of a sea warrior. I mean, what is that picture inside my brain? It pictures me on the front of a big ship, a Viking ship, right? Sailing across the seas with the waves crashing in, right? And me, strong and powerful, covered in my fur cap and my little horn, you know, my little horn hat there. So looking at names are extremely empowering. And you know what the great thing about names is? If you don't like yours, you can change it. You can change it in a heartbeat. You can start calling yourself something else that you like. Oh, you like Nicholas, you like this, you like that. Change it! And tap into a power of your lineage, even if it's just in your mind, to help you get through those tough times. So that's it! Today's big deal was what's in a name, and I want to know what's in your name. I challenge you, drop me an email. What does your name mean, and how can you use that to tap into your life, your energy? Right? So that you can overcome, use it when you need it to get through those tough moments, because you know who you are and you know who all the people are that came before you. So continue to live with some excitement, continue to live with stretching yourself while appreciating who you are in this very moment. Appreciate that, who you are, strong and superior, whatever that is. And you continue to have an outstanding day. Live with incredible, incredible amounts of emotional intensity. Live, love, laugh. And I'll see you next time on the Podcast Thought of the Week.